don't feel the pressure to do it all. Diets, workouts, sleep, mental health. Don't eat oxalates. Eat oxalates. Don't eat meat. Yes, eat meat. Don't eat fruit. Yes, eat fruit. Don't feel like you need to do it all. Don't try and follow all the advice. Really protect your space. If you just get the vibe, like this person seems kind of crazy, unfollow them. If you think I'm kind of crazy, unfollow me. Stop listening to this episode.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
Do you ever feel like health advice is extremely overwhelming? Yes or no? Raise your hand. So what I'm talking about is the conflicting advice, you know, especially based around trends where it goes, everybody needs to be vegan, meat is evil. And then now it's everybody needs to be carnivore, plants are evil. Everybody needs to be keto, carbs are evil. Everybody needs to do intermittent fasting, eating is evil. Which one am I missing? Everybody needs to be doing these diets. Everybody needs to be doing, you always need to be doing something. It needs to be labeled. And it's really kind of overwhelming and it's kind of confusing. And honestly, it's really frustrating. And you don't have time to research every single one of these things. And one thing that I know my clients love doing is sending me whatever newest trend they've come across. And they're like, so what's the fact behind this or whatever? Because honestly, most of these things just get started as a trend and they're catchy. You know, for example, if someone goes, spinach is killing you on an Instagram reel, you're going to go, oh, I thought that was healthy. I need to watch this. It's very clickbaity, which I'm not going to like fault them for that. You know, that's how they're getting views. It's just confusing on the consumer side. So anyways, I want to talk about how you can filter through the noise and understand. Okay. So number one, you are the best fighter and advocator for your health. And you know a lot more than you think you do. Trust your intuition. If it feels insane, it's probably insane. Maybe don't do it. Okay? If it doesn't make sense, don't force yourself into doing something that doesn't make sense. If the person telling you about it doesn't seem, and this one is rough, like, but I'm not going to also take health advice from somebody where I'm like, do you practice what you preach? Because if you don't practice what you preach, why would I do what you say? That makes no sense. Because you obviously don't believe in it enough to do it yourself. So that's my other, that one's kind of controversial, but I do think it's important to kind of think about. But those are my top three things to start with. Okay. And then the next thing is going to be, why are we suddenly demonizing something that humans have been eating and consuming and doing well on for all of time? And this is where I think demonizing specific foods can get really tricky, you know? And I think, honestly, one of the biggest ones that kind of makes me chuckle right now is oxalates, where you'll be told that oxalates are just annihilating you and you can't eat vegetables anymore. I'm like, okay, well, have you been eating vegetables for a really long time and felt fine? Okay, great. You know, don't let somebody tell you something that it doesn't make sense, right? Remember, you are the keeper of your health. You're the keeper of your mind. So start there. But that's where I think, you know, the waffling between everybody needs to be vegan, everybody needs to be carnivore, everybody needs to do this. And we have lost balance. We have lost it. What about just eating all the things? What about eating all the food groups? Okay. So I understand that as a society, we have gotten sicker and sicker and sicker. And it's not really because of the whole foods you're eating. It's mostly because the increase of toxins that we're exposed to. It's the increase of the horrible, like, packaged and processed food that everybody is eating. And the massive amounts of sugar and chemicals that we're eating. And not getting outside and not getting sunshine and trying to, like, biohack our way through life without focusing on basics and foundations, I truly think is, like, the missing part. Why are we so focused on getting so angry and restrictive in our food? I don't eat oxalates. I don't eat glutamates. I don't eat salicylates. It's like, you aren't eating anything at the point. And I think that when you're dealing with more severe illnesses, it can get tricky and hard to, it seems like the more extreme the diet, the more you feel like it's going to work, you know, because it just seems that you would need something that extreme to help support you. So definitely just take that into consideration that maybe it doesn't have to be as extreme as you think. But I would always be wary, be very wary, question when something is being demonized that you maybe have felt totally fine on, you know, and that I think that really goes for, like, plants that are now, like, getting annihilated. I don't know. Maybe it's just the trends that my clients are bringing to me where, you know, it used to be that we had so many people that were thinking that they had to be vegan to be really healthy and they weren't feeling good and, like, this is not working. But meat had gotten so demonized, and then now it's plants are being demonized. I'm like, well, we need a balance. You need fiber and you also need amino acids and you need all the nutrients that you get from meat, but you also need the fiber and all the nutrients that you can get from vegetables. You know, we need both. We need both. And so whenever something's pulling an extreme like that, I would question it. I would question it. And then the next thing I would do, first after my questioning, is I would look for a study. I'm like, okay. Now, the tricky part about this is, honestly, there's probably a study supporting multiple sides, if I'm being completely honest. Because you probably could find one. You really could, which is why you do need to dig a little bit deeper and see who ran the study, which can be confusing. So honestly, if I were you and I didn't want to be reading studies and I didn't want to be looking at the research, I would talk to people. I would ask for opinions on someone whose opinion you value. And someone's opinion or health that you value, they seem to kind of have it together there. And I would ask, and then I would ask them why. So why do you think that? And why do you recommend that? Because I think that that conversation is a good topic opener. We should talk about it. I also think that I would be wary of people who are constantly jumping from one trend to the next trend to the next trend to the next trend, because that's really not what health is about. It's not about trends. It's really about being consistent with the right things. But that's where I would start. Okay. Now, I think some other things to kind of think about when it comes to, like, information overload is you don't have to do everything perfect. So when you're trying to follow all the advice from all the different influencers you follow and all the different things your family members are doing and social media and the doctors and wellness influencers and blah, 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 you are going to cause more stress on your body, and that stress is going to be more detrimental to your health than you just not doing everything perfectly. Okay? So don't feel the pressure to do it all. Diets, workouts, sleep, mental health. Don't eat oxalates. Eat oxalates. Don't eat meat. Yes, eat meat. Don't eat fruit. Yes, eat fruit. You know, don't feel like you need to do it all. Don't try and follow all the advice. Really protect your space. If you just get the vibe, you're like, this person seems kind of crazy, unfollow them. If you think I'm kind of crazy, unfollow me. Stop listening to this episode, please. One of my family's favorite things to do on the weekend, my husband is home for, you know, a longer time, is to make pancakes or waffles for breakfast. Now, you guys know I am all about blood sugar balance, and how are we going to elevate that to help support stable moods and energy and all of that? And I need to tell you about this. So Paleo Valley's unflavored, that's the key part here, unflavored bone broth protein is going to change your life here. Okay. So when we make our, unless you're making a specific type of protein waffle, I want mine to taste like waffles. I don't want an aftertaste of protein. Okay. And this has no aftertaste, and you are getting a massive punch of collagen, of amino acids, of your protein from grass-fed cows. Paleo Valley does an amazing job of using regenerative farmers, and their products are very, very quality. I trust all the things that they make because of how transparent they are about the whole process and what goes in, so you know exactly what you're consuming. But you guys, have you been sleeping on the unflavored? It is such an amazing sub. So I'm going to share my favorite recipe, and this is the most key component. You will make it, and everybody in your family will not believe that you made them protein pancakes, okay? So you have to use a blender for this. This makes about 6 pancakes, so you do the math of whether you need to double it or not. So I do a 1/2 cup of cottage cheese. I do 2 eggs. You can do a splash of any type of milk alternative that you're using. If you need like coconut milk or almond milk or whole milk or raw milk or whatever you're using. We use 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter, and then 1/2 cup of regular flour and 1/2 cup of the unflavored bone broth protein, and then 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Blend it in a blender, and then you just make your pancakes as normal. Now, that batch has roughly, so you have like 14 grams from the cottage cheese, you have another 30 from the protein powder, and then you have your eggs as well. So you get a massive kick of protein. And we will top with some more grass-fed butter and warmed up berries. They kind of like melt over your pancakes. You guys, you need to try it. And the unflavored bone broth protein is the key ingredient in there to really get your kick of protein, lower the flour content, and have it taste amazing. Have it taste so, so, so good. So go to paleovalley.com/Leah, or you can use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. That's paleovalley.com/Leah to save 15%. And everybody in your family will love you forever. And then also understand that if it seems like, wow, this has really come out of the blue, and it seems like it's a new trend versus like you just learning about new information, that's different. You learning about new information, or you learning for the first time about information, versus it just being like this whole new thing that will change your life and it seems to have come out of nowhere. That's two different things. So definitely be wary of anything new that's very trendy. And then also understand that your body is unique, and you really have to tune into your own body versus chasing trends. And I think that this is the hardest to do when it comes to weight loss. Because if you see somebody losing weight, you just go, oh, I want to do what they're doing. It's working. Let's do it. Even if you realize afterwards that was kind of insane. You're like, oh, I was only eating 1,000 calories a day and drinking all these shakes, or I was fasting every single day. I mean, not every day. I was fasting every single week for like 36 hours. And so actually I was losing weight because I wasn't eating any food. So then it all came back and my adrenals were burnt out. So I think tune into your own body. Listen. And tune out the noise. Unfollow the people. Unfollow the people. I think that's really important, is to not have too many different opinions coming in. And if you like the different opinions and you thrive off of like going, ooh, this is interesting, and it doesn't cause you stress, knock yourself out. I love having different opinions to just kind of see what else people are bringing to the table. But if you just go, oh my goodness, I always feel like I'm doing something wrong in my health. I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. It's just so much information. Then unfollow. Tune it out. Pick a couple people. Pick people that align with you. Pick people who you align with their health. Pick people that you align with, like, just how they educate and why they educate and what they educate about. And just stick with that. You don't have to know everything. You don't. You really don't. And just simplify it. Just simplify it. Okay? So if it's not sustainable for you, it's not for you. If they're telling you that, you know, you need to avoid, I'm just trying to think of something really crazy and I can't think of it right now. You could never eat. I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. I should have thought of something for you. But if it's not sustainable and you couldn't do it for the rest of your life, then probably not for you. You know, I think we go, oh, we can be so extreme and it's going to fix everything for 15 days. And then I'm going to go back to whatever and I'm going to be great and fixed. And it doesn't work that way. So if anything is promising a really quick fix, if anything's promising, oh, this will like solve all your issues in 15 days or 30 days, it's a lie. And so don't chase the trend. Okay. And also realize that it really doesn't need to be perfect, right? Consistency is going to be your best friend over being like extreme in different areas. Okay. And then another flag that I would really watch out for is extreme, like one size fits all. Like this works for everybody. This is like the game changer that everybody is missing. And I think that's, you know, no protocol I've ever given has been the same. No one person is the same. Things across the board help everybody, like blood sugar balance, right? But that's balanced, you know? And even like circling back to oxalates, for example, if I have clients with extreme fungal overgrowth, which impacts how they can digest oxalates, yeah, I'm going to recommend you probably avoid oxalates while we get rid of the fungal overgrowth, but then you can come back to them. But I don't think everybody should do that. So just realize that not one size fits all, and you're unique, and really tune into your body. Really watch out for the fear-based mongering approach of this is the healthiest food that, or you thought this was the healthiest food and it's actually slowly killing you. I would be very doubtful of whatever comes out of their mouth next. So I think that's important. And then remember that your intuition matters more than a trend. Your intuition matters more than the overwhelming health advice, okay? So I really want you, when you feel like everybody's giving you different information and you feel confused and should I go keto and should I never eat carbs again and should I go carnivore, should I go vegan? Ask yourself, does it make sense for you? Does it make sense? Ask. Your intuition is really strong. You're not dumb. You're very smart. Okay. So just sit for a moment and ask, like, does this make sense? Or is there a very big part of me that thinks it's crazy? There's a very big part of you that thinks it's crazy. It may not be for you. Okay. you don't have to do everything and you don't have to do everything perfectly. So when it's shifting through all of the health advice, my formula is going to be, number one, ask yourself, is this psychotic? Does it feel good? Number two, is this new? Is it new to me or is it just new? Is it a new trend? Is it just kind of going around? Does everybody want to hop on the bandwagon? Is it sustainable? Is it something you could continue doing? If not, maybe not be for you. Is it a one-size-fit-all solution? And do you think that, do you align with whoever is telling you about this? Do you align with their health? Do you align with their goals? Do you align with all of that? That would be my way of filtering through. Okay. And then this is kind of a side note, but I just want to quickly talk about heavy metal testing because it kind of sits into the fear mongering. I think heavy metal testing on products that are supplements are really important, like especially like lead and my vegan protein, pea protein powder, because you're taking it at a supplemental level. You're not just eating peas, you know, so that would be different than eating peas. But I would just be very cautious. It's really easy to like go down the trail of everything's going to kill you type of a thing when it comes to testing, especially when it comes to heavy metal testing. And I'm going to use chocolate, for example. Some people will be very concerned that like different brands had higher levels of lead in their chocolate. And I would be conscious of where you're getting the information from, who's reading it. But then secondly, how much chocolate are you eating a day? Unless like you've tested and your levels are just astronomical, you're probably not eating enough chocolate for your body to not be able to handle detoxing that amount. You know, it's like if you have a bar of chocolate a week, probably not a big deal. If you're having 10 bars of chocolate a day, okay, maybe a big deal. Does that make sense? I think that we see these things where it's like, this salt is going to kill you. And then this is going to kill you. And this is going to kill you when it comes to heavy metals. And then you just go, oh my gosh, no healthy food is safe anymore. I can't eat any of these foods. And that's just so incredibly stressful. And then that's more damaging to your body than just eating the darn food. So my rule of thumb when it comes to heavy metals and heavy metal testing is, where's the testing coming from? I think that's one of the biggest things. Where's the testing coming from? And then the next thing I want to know, is it in a supplement or is it in just a food that I eat where I wouldn't be eating excessive amounts of that food for it to even be an issue? So like magnesium, for example, I kind of want to see arsenic testing on it because it's a supplement and I take a lot of it. But peas, like peas from a bag that I eat, don't really care. Don't really care at all. Not one iota. And then you also have to realize that things from the ground naturally are going to have heavy metals because they're coming from the ground. So there's going to be a certain level of them. And then next, is it kids' food or your food? So you do want to be a little bit more conscious for kids just because everything is still developing with them. You don't want to get them overloaded with something that they couldn't handle in detox that maybe you could. So again, supplements, I'm a lot more stringent when it comes to heavy metal testing than I would be for like foods or eating. That's my rule of thumb. And I just wanted to share that because I just regularly get people asking that question. And I think it goes into the whole like overwhelming health advice and fear mongering when it comes to marketing. And just know that stressing about something is really a lot worse than maybe your salt having some heavy metals because it comes from the ground. There's some brands that are excessively high in it. So yeah, maybe choose a brand that's lesser. But also know that everything coming from the ground is going to have some heavy metals to it. So just kind of keep that in mind as you navigate everything. Okay? So make sure you align. And if you align with what I teach and you want to actually figure out what's going on with your health, come join us in the Hormone Reset program. You can just go to bit.ly/HRP free call and book a consultation call with one of my past alumni. And if you're like, I absolutely have no desire to ever feel amazing, then don't do that. All right. I hope this was helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.